Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. January 22nd. I tried so hard to learn detachment. Living with active alcoholism was confusing, and the idea of detachment seemed vague. The alcoholic in my life was a restless sleeper who fell out of bed almost every night. Feeling it my duty, I would always help him back into bed. One night, after attending Al-Anon meetings for a while, I stepped over his body and got into bed, leaving him on the floor. Triumphantly, I went to my next Al-Anon meeting and told them, "I finally learned detachment." "Well," they said, "that's not exactly what we meant. We meant detachment with love." I left that meeting with a new understanding that I put into practice the very next time my loved one fell out of bed. When I found him on the floor, I still didn't help him into bed. But I did put a blanket over him before stepping over his body and going to bed myself. This, to me, was detachment with love. Today's reminder. With my higher power's help, I will keep a loving blanket of detachment with me. I will cover my loved ones with it, whether or not they struggle with a disease, keeping in mind that when I am dealing with other human beings, I am dealing with children of God. Detachment is not isolation, nor should it remain focused on not enabling the sick behavior of the past. Detachment is not a wall. It is a bridge across which the Al-Anon may begin a new approach to life and relationships generally. Al-Anon, Family Treatment Tool in Alcoholism, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.